AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Highland Park, Illinois Mayor Nancy Rotering says the people of the Chicago suburb are in shock after a gunman opened fire with a high-powered rifle on the crowd watching a 4th of July parade this morning. At least six people are dead, 24 others wounded.
On a day that we came together to celebrate community and freedom, we're instead mourning the loss, the tragic loss of life, and struggling with the terror that was brought upon us.
Police Commander Chris O'Neill.
The suspect is currently described as a male white, approximately 18 to 20 years old, with longer black hair, a small build, and wearing a white or blue t-shirt. A firearm has been recovered from the scene.
Investigators say the man likely fired from a rooftop onto the people below. This witness tells WLS.
A few people shot on the ground, and there was a little boy that was in one of the police officer's arms, and that was the worst experience ever, because, you know, all I thought about was my son, and I can only imagine what that family's going through.
President Biden, marking Independence Day, says that the new gun law is just a start.
I signed a law, the first real gun safety law in 30 years. And things we'll get better still, but not without more hard work together. Y'all heard what happened. Y'all heard what happened today. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy.
Italian officials in an alpine resort town say seven hikers are dead, 13 people still unaccounted for, after an avalanche of ice and stone unleashed when a massive piece of glacier broke off on a mountaintop yesterday. Eight people were hurt, two are in grave condition. Thunderstorms today hampered the search for those who are still missing. This is AP News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin declares victory in eastern Ukraine. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory Monday in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk. The declaration came one day after Ukrainian forces withdrew their last elements from the city of Lyshansk. The Ukrainian general staff said Russian forces are now pushing toward the line of Siversk, Fedorivka, and Bakhmut in the Donetsk region, half of which is already controlled by Russian troops. While Russia's war on Ukraine is now in its fifth month, Moscow-backed separatists in Donbas have battled Ukrainian forces since 2014, when they declared independence after the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea.
NBA star Brittany Griner, in Russian custody since her arrest in February, appeals to President Biden to not forget about her and other American detainees in Russia. She also wrote that she is terrified I might be here forever. She's on trial on a charge of possessing cannabis oil. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.